Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36, almost 37 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen. I'm Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration, Intercessory Prayer Line Ministry, a ministry that is exclusively designed to empower, to enrich, and to prepare God's people for the coming of the Lord. For the Bible clearly tells us the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. And no man knoweth the day or the hour when his Lord will come and find him doing what he is supposed to be doing. As a matter of fact, the Bible clearly tells us that no man knows. Jesus said he doesn't really even know himself, because that has been given for the Father to say, okay, it's time, son. Go on down there. Bring my saints back. So that's been delivered to him. The angels don't even know when it's going to happen. Classified that is. Classified information that even the angels in heaven don't know when the Lord is going to return for the saints of God. But I can tell you this, when we look around and we see the signs of what's unfolding on a day-to-day basis, we realize one thing, people of God, that time is of the essence. Time is running out. And when we see the wars, rumors of wars, and we see the pestilence and all of these things unfolding, it's just clearly telling us that we need to not get prepared. You need to stay prepared. Because when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction is coming upon people as though a woman is in travail. But on another note, we're going to ask my wife, if she's so kindly will, to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, 8 to 10. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the word that encourage us from day to day. And, oh, God, we're just grateful. And those that are in tune with the spirit of the living God know that it's the word that keeps us from day to day. God, we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for everything that you give us, God.
Lord. Yes,
to keep us focused and to keep us encouraged.
Yes,
keep
Lord.
Keep us holding on to your unchanging hand. We're praying, God, that we will get closer to you in this hour, for we know the clock is ticking. We know, God, that you're soon to come.
Yes,
and therefore,
Lord.
God, we're preparing each and every day to meet you, God, to know that, God, that one day, hallelujah, we want to hear you say, well done.
Oh, yes.
That good and that faithful servant.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
Oh, God, we want to be faithful even unto death. God, we want to continue to just be about our Father's business. We just thank you today, God. We thank you for all the things that you're doing. We thank you for all the things that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, not just so what we can get from you. We just thank you for being God. Amen. We just want to bless you for all the things that you've done, God, because of who you are. Amen. Glory to God. We know that everything else are bonuses. But, God, just who you are, just give us joy in knowing that we have the true and living God on our side. praying for those in despondent today, those that need comforting today, those that don't know you, God. We're lifting up them, God, that they will have a change of heart and give their heart over to a loving God that wants to see them saved, filled with your precious Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Touch the mighty name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise, even in this day, God. Pick a heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have someone to change before it's too late. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, keep me near that old cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream, oh, that flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Brothers and sisters, we're about to enter into that rest, whether you believe it or not. And that's what the coming of the Lord is about, us entering into that rest. Amen. Where the wicked will cease from troubling, and the weary can be at rest. That's what it's all about. And that's the reason why we're preparing ourselves day by day, minute by minute, second by second, so that we can learn how to be that church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. If you just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with Bishop Townsend and Lady Mildred Townsend. And again, we bid you Godspeed. Do y'all see how fast time is flying? This is November already. You were just celebrating Christmas last year. You were just celebrating Thanksgiving. You were just celebrating a bunch of things. And look how time is flying. And this just goes back to what the Word of God said. Had the Lord not shortened the days for the elect's sake, no flesh would be saved. Now, I know that's supposed to sound good in our ears, but then for the sake of what's going on, when he says no flesh would be saved, Lady Townsend, that means that something catastrophic is going down. And we need to be in that ark of safety. We need to make sure that we are in that covenant with the Lord so that when catastrophe comes, okay, when it comes, we'll be able to stand as that living witness to say, look where he's brought me from. Amen? Praise be to God. And that's what it's all about. We have been sharing with God's people the importance, amen, of understanding about the coming of the Lord. You know, I think we're living in a time now where we need to dialogue more about preparing for the coming of the Lord. Okay? As I said before, a man that sees a tornado coming, if he was in his right mind, he wouldn't be preparing for a vacation at that time. If he saw that he was in imminent danger of being hit by that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, only a nut job would be sitting up there talking about, well, I know I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, so I ain't worried about that tornado coming. Or they're telling you a tsunami's coming, and they're telling you that, listen, you need to make preparations to evac right away. And correct me again if I'm wrong, only a whack job for Jesus would sit there and say, you know what, hey, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. You know, I thank God for the blood. I ain't worried about nothing because God didn't already assured me that I don't have to worry about that. Well, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And this is what the Bible is constantly telling us on how to prepare, on what to do. Jesus even told his disciples,
for themselves to be ready. For you know not what hour your Father will send the Son. The Bible gives us indications all the time of what's going to be required of us if we are not following the diligent due process. And if we don't follow the diligent due process, then, brothers and sisters, it's on us. And that's the reason why we can't get caught up without realizing the lateness of the hour where we are. Time is of the essence. Time is running out. And we must make our calling and election sure. And I tell people all the time, you can't be guessing if you save. You can't be guessing if your life is hid with Christ, Lady Townsend. We have got to know of a surety beyond a shadow of a doubt. And my heart cringes at the preachers and the pastors that say, well, you know, man of God, don't none of us really know where we going to go when we leave here. Well, then I got to say to that pastor, you in the wrong calling. I got to say to that spiritual leader, you are in the wrong calling. You are in the wrong thing, because God ain't called you to preach and to tell somebody that I don't know where none of us going. Well, just say you don't know where you going.
Amen, Bishop.
Because the last time I checked my Bible, Jesus told me and he told his disciples, he said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you. Why did you say that? I'm letting you know that there are many mansions in my Father's house, and I go to prepare. You know, just like before you go to the hotel, before you get to the hotel, they have to prep it. They have to change the sheets. They have to make sure that it's sanitized and clean, and they have to do all of those things in conjunction. What are you doing? I'm preparing it for the next guest that will be arriving. And so Jesus is getting heaven, that place, prepared for us. But in the process of preparing it for us up there, you've got to prepare yourself down here. Amen, Lady Townsend?
Amen. It's already built, Bishop. It's already built. All he's preparing us. Amen. He willing that none perish.
None.
That all come to repentance. He even got so much space up there. He wants everybody to be there.
Yes.
But unfortunately,
yes,
everybody won't be there because
yes,
everybody don't choose.
That's right.
Want to be with him. Amen. It's all about choice.
Yes.
And when the day that you hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart.
That's right.
Amen. You got to make a decision to live for the Lord, to choose him. Amen. And it's easy. Amen. A lot of folks say, so hard. No, it ain't hard. He said, the way of a transgressor is hard.
That's right.
Amen. Easy to love God. It's easy to walk upright before him. Amen. When you truly got the spirit of the living God, I'm not saying when you first get saved. No, you have, it's a process. But as time go on, Bishop, amen, you know, the things that we do, we were going to be judged by them. Amen.
Yes.
By, you know, our circumstances and the situations that we find ourselves in. Amen. Praise God. So we have to do the right thing. And the right thing is to choose him. Praise God. I encourage anybody. Amen. Jesus is the right choice, Bishop.
Yes, he is. And you know what? We've got to pray for people because people's souls are at stake, people of God. Are you hearing me on today? People's souls are at stake. And living in a society where things are going wrong, listen, Jesus said that a man's enemies will be those of his own household. That's right. Family members will come against you, but please understand what I'm about to say. You've got to pray for those people that mean you wrong. You got to pray
Amen.
For them. You have to pray for them. You have to pray for people that mean to do you dirty. And I'm telling you why. When you pray for the people that are doing dirty, dastardly things against you, you are putting a hedge of protection around yourself while they themselves are exposing themselves to detriment. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
The person that is doing you wrong, the person that is seeking to do you wrong, that is purposely, while calling on the name of Jesus, seeking to do you wrong, is bringing detriment on themselves. But watch this. Every time you do as Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You are placing a hedge of protection. You are putting an extra added measure of that blood applied over yourself, that when you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And yes, you would be surprised, the people that go to church every Sunday, that call on the name of Jesus, that are purposely trying to do things to you. But remember this, beloved people of God, they can do no more than what God allows them to do. And that's why they keep doing it, because they think that they're getting away with it, Lady Townsend. Judgment has not come upon them. And you know why judgment has not come upon them? Because you're praying for them.
Amen.
You're praying that, Lord, have mercy on them. Why? Because I, too, was once an enemy of God. I, too, once done things that were not pleasing in God's sight, and he had mercy on me. And yet you want to pray that that same person that is doing wrong against you, God will open their eyes before it is too late. Why? Because he gives every man a space to repent. And you know what? Somebody was praying for us, Lord, open their eyes before it's too late. It's only right that we take that same measure of love that was shared to us and pray for that person. Yeah, that person that fraudulently went in your account, that person that fraudulently seeks to hack your page and to do wrong to you while calling on the name of Jesus. Every time you pray for that person, do you know what you're doing? You're covering yourself with God's love and forgiveness. And you know what? You're praying for them too. Think about this. Stephen was being stoned to death by people that were taking bricks, Lady Townsend, hitting him with bricks. They were stoning him to death. And while they were yet stoning him, and the Bible says they gnashed upon him with their teeth. Now, in case you don't understand what that means, the word gnashed means that they were literally biting him. As there are people seeking to bite you, to sabotage you, to do things wrong against you, yet there was enough Holy Ghost inside of that man. That's why I tell y'all, it's one thing to be thrilled with the Holy Ghost, but it's another thing to be genuinely filled with it. Because when you're genuinely filled with it, as Stephen was, he said, as he was dying, lay this not to their charge. Huh? He didn't cry out. He didn't cry out these words that we love to cry when things are going wrong against us in today's society. Touch not my prophet, my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. And every tongue, he didn't say none of that while he was being stoned to death, because he understood his mission in the Holy Ghost. And that's the reason why it's important to understand, because if you don't understand your mission in the Holy Ghost, you know what you're doing. You're going around here quoting misunderstood scripture that don't even pertain to you for this dispensation of time. If that were the case, don't you think Jesus would have said it? Don't you think any of the apostles would have said it? Y'all ain't gonna like me now, because I'm telling you the truth. None of the apostles cried out, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But see, that's what happens when you have a spirit of copycat on you. You're going around copycatting and mimicking, and you got a parrot Holy Ghost. And all a parrot does is copy what they hear. The parrot has to listen long enough so it can copy what it hears. And if we're not careful, beloved people of God, we will find ourselves being part of a parrot ministry. We'll only copy, and this is going to hurt a little bit, you'll copy what the pastor said, but you're not going to speak what the Holy Ghost said. Stephen spoke what the Holy Ghost said. He said, lay this not to their charge, as they bricked him to death, as they bit him like the Resident Evil, all of those zombies biting the folks and eating them. Yet this man, this real man of God, see, you got to ask yourself that question. Am I a real man of God? Am I a real woman of God? Because when all manner of evil is spoken against you, you still got to say, Father, have mercy on them. When all manner of evil is done against you, when they hack your Facebook, you got to say, Father, have mercy on them. When they seek to take over your phone, God, have mercy on them. Because every time you do, you're buying a little time for them to repent. If they knew that your prayers depended on their deliverance, they wouldn't be doing what they was doing. But that's the reason why God had mercy on you. Because he knew the time would come, too, that for your wrongdoing, you, too, would suffer some calamities. And so you know what? You learn to put it all in the hands of the Lord. Remember, Lady Townsend, when the Apostle Paul was called in service to God, huh? Remember, while Paul was being beaten, he didn't say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. He took the beating because God had already told him that's what he's going to go through. When he sent Brother Ananias to pray for him that his eyes might be open, Ananias said, Lord, do you know what kind of man this is, Lady Townsend? He didn't want to go. He said, no, but he's a praying man now. And he's going to suffer much for my name's sake. Why? Because Paul did a lot of things to God's people. And that's how God is. And if the person doing you wrong understood they ain't got away with nothing, they would stop. Those hackers would stop if they knew that the God you serve don't allow none of us to get away with nothing. But now, more importantly, God, why are you letting them hack me? I'm letting them hack you so you can pray for them. That's your assignment, to pray for them. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. People that are stirring up strife inside of the church, that's your assignment. Pray for them. Don't put them down. That's your assignment. God, let the strife get stirred up so that you can prove greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Come on, help me out, Lady Townsend.
Amen, Bishop. And that's really, you have to have the genuine love of Jesus to pray for your enemies.
Yes,
amen. And
yes.
It's easy to say with your mouth,
yes,
I forgive
yes,
you. I
yes.
forgive you. Know. But hey, it's actions speak louder than words. It's
amen.
What we do.
Amen. Amen.
How we pray for one another.
Hallelujah.
And that's what God wants us to do. That's the real saint.
Yes.
A real saint, you do me wrong, I'm going to do you right. A
yes.
real saint said, you can talk about me, but I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to pray for you.
Yes.
I'm not
yes,
going to pray
yes.
on you, but I'm going to pray for you.
Why you ain't going to pray
and
on them? Because we got people praying on folks today. You mean to
yes.
tell me? Because they're saying, kill the witch now, Lady Townsend. Listen, they're even going so far as to say, oh, when they send curses toward me, I return it back to the sender. That don't sound godly,
no,
do it?
That's what Satan would do. And you sometimes we got to watch and say, who is the truth? If God is our God, or we're operating the spirit of Satan. God, he does something so much different from what the world do.
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't understand it,
yes.
but, you know, we can trust him. And
yes.
if he tell us to do something, Bishop, we can do it because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. We can pray for those that wrong us. Amen. We can lift them up. We can truly say, Lord, bless them, save them.
Yes.
You know, just show them a more excellent way.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what God expects of us.
When a person does you wrong, listen to me very carefully, everybody. When a person does you wrong, they're crying out for help because they want to be like you. And since they can't be like you, they would rather just do what they can to make your life miserable. That's why God empowered you with the love so that you could pray for that person. So, no, you don't say, you killed my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. Uh-uh, you killed my dog, but God allowed you to kill it. And if God allowed you to kill my dog, then you know what? Then that means that there's a greater purpose in my life concerning you that I need to pray for. And once I understand that because, again, your prayers are buying that person time. I know this is going to come to shock y'all. Your prayers are buying the person that's doing you wrong time so that they won't be without excuse. Let me say that one more time. Your prayers, cousin did you wrong, but you're praying for cousin. Auntie did you wrong, but you're praying for auntie. Mama did you wrong, but you're praying for mama. Daddy done you wrong. He abandoned you. Didn't do when you needed, but you're praying for daddy. Because every prayer helps to strip away that hardcore barrier that keeps them from hearing God. It ain't so much as about you right now. It's about their soul being in jeopardy. And their soul, I know this is going to hurt, but their soul is more important than your feelings, because when we leave here, we got to go somewhere. And remember, again, nothing can happen without God's permission. And once you understand that, then you learn to get you out of the way, and you do just like our Lord and Savior did while he was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing that when they stuck them nails in his hands, it was going to hurt, Lady Townsend, knowing that when they pierced his side, it was going to hurt, knowing that when they took that crown of thorns and placed it and mashed it down inside of his head, it was going to hurt. But this is the words that he said, and he was truthful about it. Yes, it's going to hurt me. My soul is sorrowful even unto death. Can you pray with me for 1 hour? I just need somebody that's going to stand with me. But even in that, God lets me know when nobody else stands with us, our Heavenly Father is still there.
Hallelujah.
When the church don't stand with you, Pastor, God is still there. When the pastor don't stand with you, church member, God is still there. The people that you expect the most to be with you is sometimes the people that God trying to get you to let go of, because you done made a God more out of the person than the God that's over the person. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. Too often we make gods out of our pastors. Too often we make gods out of the leader. And so that's why God will allow the leader to almost flip the script on you so that you can understand that it's all about Jesus and it's not about the pastor. It's not about the leader. That's what we're guilty of. We can make gods out of our children, our homes. If you ain't careful, you'll even make a god out of the ministry. depleting your own house so that the house of God can look more flourishable than your house. That ain't how it operates. How can a man govern the house of God when he's not governing his own house adequately? Man of God, your house is supposed to look better than the house of God, in case you didn't know that. Woman of God, your house is supposed to look better than the house of God, because if you have been given that charge, then you are a replica of what God wants done. How can he give you authority in heaven if you don't learn how to properly execute judgment and righteousness down on this earth? Praise be to God. Lady Town, anything you got? We're going to take a break in a little bit.
Yes. Well, Bishop, as you were saying that, amen, you know, many people want to get up in the pulpit, and especially women. But, you know, a lot of times in the house, your first ministry is in your home. And the women got to understand that. Men got to understand that. You cannot be adequate, you know, over God's people if you're not even adequate in the home. So we must learn to do it in the home, amen, to be that witness and all of that. Because nothing we're saying in the pulpit means nothing if we don't have the home right. And I thank God for that, because when I first started out as a young minister in the Lord, amen, I thought it was just about God, you know, in the house. But God was saying, you know, no, you got to straighten up at home. Amen. You got to be that witness. You got to be, you know, what you say about, talk about in the church. You got to present that in your home first and foremost.
That's right.
Your children. Hey, man, you're cussing around your children, and then you get in the home, I mean, in the church, you speak it in some kind of tongue. Amen. You have to be delivered from that, and the ministry begins at home. And I thank God for learning that over the years. Amen. And I thank God for being that kind of, you know, he was being patient with me. Praise
yes.
the Lord. And I thank God, and I know for so many others with that same testimony. Amen. Once you get it right at home, it's going to be right everywhere else, especially in God's church.
That and that works just as important for the husband pastor, because even still, many cases, the husband pastor can be in love and talk so sweet to all the other sisters in the church. And then when he gets home, he acts like his wife is the enemy. And he's so miserable. But then when they get in front of the church, they put on this facade in this masquerade like everything is okay. And you're absolutely right. The ministry inside the house must first be effective for there to be ministry outside the house. Did you hear what I said? The ministry inside must be effective before the ministry outside is appreciated. Jesus proved that when he went to the house of Peter. It was customary for the women to wash the men's feet. But when they got to Peter's house, his mother-in-law was not feeling well. She had a fever. And when she had that fever, she could not properly minister the way that she was supposed to. Outside that, she couldn't come out and do her J-O-B. When Jesus found out that she had the fever, he rebuked the fever. And once he rebuked the fever, see, you're going to have to rebuke some things in your house. Pastor,
yes.
You're going to have to rebuke some things in your house. A lady of the pastor, you're going to rebuke some things in your house for ministry to be effective inside the house. And then when Jesus prayed for her, then she was able to bring the pot of water. Then she was able to come out and customarily, as it was in their region of the world, wash their feet. And she did it with joy. She did it with anticipation, knowing that I'm washing the feet of the Savior of the world. But even still, she could not minister to the Savior right, because she herself was messed up. And all I'm saying is that it don't matter if you're a pastor. It don't matter if you're a bishop, if an apostle. If you messed up, you can't properly minister to nobody else. You got to let Jesus get you right, and once he gets you right, then you can effectively minister to everybody else.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
My God. Hey, Lady Townsend, we're going to take a little break. For those of you that have just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. We thank and praise God for each and every one of you on today. We don't take you for granted, and we know many of you out there are suffering. Many of you are going through. Listen, God has not forgotten about you.
That's right.
This is not just words of hype. This is the truth. Many times we're suffering because of our own ignorance. We're suffering because of our own rebellion. We're suffering because of a lot of things. But I'm here to tell you, God loves us. He loves us, people of God. And I'm going to tell you, listen, if you feel like you're being chastised, tell the Lord thank you.
Thank
Even
you,
David
Lord.
Said Amen. It was good for me that I was afflicted of the
yes.
Lord. It was good for me that God took note to whoop me and to chastise me and to spank me to let me know that I'm not a bastard child. See, the world will call you a bastard, but if Jesus don't call you one, don't worry about it. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, listen, this is Moments of Inspiration. We're going to open up that phone line if you too desire to call in for prayer. Listen, type this across the screen, anybody that's out there, 318-484-2500. Help me out there, Sister Bridges. Help me out, Elder Terry Scott up there in Maryland, all of my brothers and sisters out there. Help me out, Sister Gwen Gordon Calloway. 318-484-2500 or toll free at 877-464-2500. Love to hear from some of my Facebook friends out there. Listen, I love and praise God for each and every one of you. Those of you who I've seen God empowering, those of you that are growing in the things of Christ, I want to hear from you equally as well. Hey, listen, Lady Towns, anything else before I take this break?
No.
All right, we're just going to do this, y'all, and we'll be right back after this. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Kelly Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
In your neighborhood and surrounding areas, I want to remind all of our listeners out there, please make plans to vote. Get out and vote. The midterm election is a great opportunity to build local power. Help finish the job by showing up in November. Voter registration deadline has already passed. I'm sorry about that. Early voting has already passed. Sorry about that. That was from October the 25th through November the 1st. The election day is November the 8th. That's this Tuesday coming up. So make plans to get out. I know school is going to be closed on that day. So I guess a lot of jobs will accommodate people to be able to leave and to vote or whatever the case may be. But please go ahead and make plans to do that. The congressional general election will be December the 10th. If you're not registered, you may want to get out there and get registered so you can be participating in the process to make change in your immediate area. Also, in your neck of the woods, on November the 6th at 1:30 p.m., Plymouth Rock Missionary Baptist Church, located 162 Plymouth Rock Loop in Morrow, Louisiana, will be celebrating their 121st year service in this community. The guest speaker for the occasion will be Reverend Jesse Dulay, pastor of the Chimneyville Baptist Church of Garland, Louisiana. The public is cordially invited to attend. We're requesting that masks be worn. Host pastor is Bishop Leon Figgins. And that's all I got for you right now. So if you're out there, and if you've just tuned in, again, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Listen, what we're trying to do is help God's people to learn to become a little bit more astute in the Word of God pertaining to the times that we're in right now. Yeah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego sounds good. All that sounds good. Okay, let me go to the phone line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hey, Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred and the lovely audience of Moments of Inspiration is Cornelius White in Alexandria, Louisiana.
God bless you, sir.
No, God bless you, too, because y'all are truly a blessing for us here in Alexandria and all throughout the listening audience. I want to remind everybody, though it's already underway, a great man of the community named Olin Rand Cowan passed away a week ago this past Wednesday. His homegoing ceremony is today at St. Matthew's. And he was a great man. I just want to just make some remarks about him. He spent almost, I think, 40 years in the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Department. He spent a number of years with the Alexandria City Marshal's Office. He graduated from Peabody, graduate of Grambling State University, and he just really gave back to the community. He started a little league football team to try to get troubled youth off the beaten path and try to get them on the right path.
Yes.
And his nickname was Big Moo. He's a big, bright-skinned fella, and everybody knew him and loved him. Mm-hmm. The Sheriff's Department has given him a 21-gun salute, which is probably happening or should be happening about now at the gravesite and stuff. And I wish I could have been there, but I tell you, he was an awesome man. And I think he was a year older than I was, so he would have been 62 or 63. So that just goes to show you, Pastor, you don't know when you're going to leave this place. You need to be ready at any time to leave. And I believe that man was ready to go, though his family and stuff, you know, the family is never ready for somebody to leave.
No, they're not. They're not. The Bible tells us we brought nothing in this world. Brother Cornelius, we're not going to take anything out. But the most important thing is I often tell people, I lived in the metropolitan city of Chicago, and I used to see people get evicted all the time. You know, humiliating thing is that it's nothing wrong with getting put out as long as you know where you're going once you get put out. That's the humiliation. If you don't really know where you're going, that's the humiliation. There's nothing wrong with leaving this body, Brother Cornelius. Do you know where you're going once you leave this body? That's the million-dollar question.
But like you're saying, but a lot of people think they're going to heaven, but they're going somewhere else.
Yep, and a lot of people that we thought were going to hell, they'll be right there in heaven.
They'll be going to heaven. There you go.
Yes, sir.
One more thing I want to bring out, and I'm so glad you brought out about the voting and stuff. If you hadn't voted, early voted, or mail-in ballots or whatever way, please go vote on Tuesday. I put on a uniform to defend this country from enemies foreign and domestic, and all our veterans and stuff. Veterans Day will be this month on November the 11th. Those people put their lives on the line for freedom so that everybody has a right to vote, white, black, rich, poor, young or old. And
thank you for that plug.
Okay, Pastor. Well, God bless y'all, and thank you so much. I'm glad you're giving a whole lot of time for prayer, and I need prayer, too, so I just want to say I may be out of money, but not out of message, Pastor. So,
well, you're out of message because you keep confessing. Y'all. If you keep confessing you out of money, why would you confess that you're out of money, but you ain't out of message?
Well,
because, listen, let me tell you something. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. So if you ain't got no money, why would you make that somebody else's business when you can trust God and say, now, look, Lord, I ain't got no more money. That's between you and the Lord. That ain't between you and the listening audience, is it?
Well, I want to say this, too. If you don't, I don't know, Pat, we're different about different things. But I believe if you put it out there and people pray for you, too, because I've had money miracles where money just came out of the blue.
Well, let me help you to understand. When you read your Bible, Brother Cornelius, this is what the Bible says. And see, I'm an avid believer of what the Bible says, not what my feelings say. The Bible says, if there's any of you afflicted, let him pray. Money problems is an affliction. That ain't a sickness. Okay? But now what happens is, if we don't put our mental capacities in check, if we don't put our verbal capacities in check, it can lead to sickness, because Matthew chapter 12, 35 through verses 37 says it this way: by your words, you are condemned. By your words, you are justified. So if you say I'm a day late and a dollar short, I don't care who praying for you. You didn't accept it in your mind that you're going to be a day late and a dollar short. That's why we have to get people to understand that he said, let this same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't think lack. He thought plenty, more than enough. Cornelius White got to start thinking about more than enough and quit confessing that I ain't got no money. Because as long as Cornelius White confess he ain't got no money, he ain't going to have no money. And when Cornelius White gets some money, guess what's going to happen as soon as Cornelius White get it? It's going to be gone. Cut it out, Cornelius. I love you. Bye. Ladies, tell me what you got. I got to have a little fun with Brother Cornelius sometime.
Yeah, God bless Brother Cornelius. He know that God has never seen the righteous forsaken.
No.
He doesn't seen beg for bread.
No.
So that's right there. Let you know, Brother Cornelius, it's already done. We just believe God.
I've been saying this.
People
uh-huh.
will sow unto you. Amen.
He know that.
He will give unto you.
He know that. He know that. I don't want him to fall into the frame of mind like the servant with the one talent, who just felt like he couldn't do no better. No. At Moments of Inspiration Ministry, we're teaching people that the God that we serve is more than able to do, and that we don't have to. You know, it's okay, because God gonna touch the hearts of people. But when you learn to depend on God, God touches the hearts of the people to do for you. You know why? Because he's going to touch your heart when you become able to help other people as well. It's just like breathing in and breathing out. I can expect my next breath because I'm letting out my next breath. Now, the only way that I don't get that next breath, then God says. But it's the same principle that operates. If I freely take in that breath, I'm going to freely breathe it out. And when I freely, watch this, let me show you how the exchange works. When I freely breathe out that breath that I breathe in, and I know this ain't going to blow your mind because some of y'all are scientifically inclined anyway, but every breath that you breathe out, a tree or a bush is somewhere saying, thank you, Jesus. And every breath that they breathe out, you are somewhere saying, thank you, Jesus, because look at the exchange that God got. Look how he's beautifully and systematically put together the exchange. We breathe in what plants and trees breathe out, and they breathe in what we try. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? To the atheists that said ain't no such thing as God, pray for him because they don't know what they're talking about. Only God can divine things that way. But listen, y'all can call in 318-484-2500. Elder Terry Scott, like to hear from you. Sister Gwen Calloway, who else I got out there? Sister April Flakes, like to hear from you. Sister Keisha Price, like to hear from you. And listen, Gina, Sinlaw, Jonesville, wherever you're at out there, I got about 12 or 13 minutes. Love to hear from you. But what we want to share with God's people until you call is this too. We want you all to start getting in your word. Start reading your Bible and asking God to help you to understand. Because what will happen is this. If you don't let the Holy Spirit begin to open up your understanding, many times you're looking for pastor to decipher the word from you. You're looking for apostle to tell you what the word is. And the Holy Ghost is on the sideline looking at you and saying, but what about me? Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
My name is Cleola Dawson. I'm calling from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
God bless you, my sister.
Thank you, and I praise God for the confirmation that's been spoken over the radio by the pastor.
You're kind of breaking up on me. I don't know where you are. I can't hardly hear you. You're breaking up on me.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you said, just start your whole conversation all over again because you broke up the whole time.
Okay, I said I want to thank God for you and Sister Mildred Thomas for the confirmation today, because I really was praying when my enemy does me something wrong, I was praying that the evil be sent back to them.
Oh.
And I said, thank God for because Jesus, he's love,
he is
love, and he didn't war against his enemies. He just stood on the promise and on the word of his father. So I thank you guys for the confirmation. I got good teaching this morning.
Yes. Well, yes, sister. Yeah.
Yes,
a lot of time we do what we hear and we copy what we hear people do. But no, God, listen, even when it comes to quoting Isaiah, that does not pertain to us now. We don't have the authority or right to begin to say, touch not my prophet, anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Because if that were the case, Jesus would have left that example.
Peter, James, and John, when they were persecuted, would have left that example. That was for the Old Testament time. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in times past, it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. He said, but in these times, he said, pray for them.
Yes, sir.
That despitefully mistreat you. He didn't say pray that it be returned back to them. Now we're entering into a spiritual witchcraft. And many people are guilty of this. And sad to say, many leaders are guilty of perpetrating that mind frame to the people. This must be retracted. This must be recanted. And this must be cast down and repented of. Because that's not the way the Holy Spirit operates.
That's correct. And Pastor Thompson, I have a little six-year-old great-grandson who was born with a very bad rare condition. And my daughter and I, we was expecting this to happen, you know, that the children called him a monster because of the condition of his skin. You know, it's very rare, you know. And my little two-month-old grandson, he born with the same thing. So could you guys keep them lifted up that the children would not teach him.
We're going to pray right now, Mother. We're going to pray now. Lady Towns, come on. We got my phone's about to cut off, y'all, so I'm trying to get as many calls in as I can. Lady Towns, come on, let's pray with our sister concerning the kids, too.
Yes, amen. Lord, we know that I didn't hear it, but I know, God, you heard the whole request. But, God, we thank you,
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
God, that
yes,
healing
Lord.
That would take place in this
hallelujah
life, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank you.
To bring healing,
thank you,
restoration
Jesus
to him, Lord God.
Yes,
because
Lord,
you are the great physician. We don't have to look at him further. We thank God for man.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
We do.
Thank
hallelujah
you, Jesus.
But the greatest of all physician is you, Lord God.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
We look to you, Lord God.
Thank you,
even
Jesus.
You have to use the man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But it's you
thank
that
you,
does
Jesus
the healing. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus
name. Amen. Mother, I don't know if the children are accessibly available to you, but you know what you do? You get those babies and you lay hands on those babies and said, I speak God's blessings over you. I speak God's protection over you. And I speak God's peace of mind over you. Because children can be cruel to other kids. They can be very cruel to other kids. But you know what? When the parents give that child the love and affection and the confidence that they need, that you are special, baby. You are so special.
Yes.
You're so special. And once you begin to put that
does
in their mind, they will begin to think that they're special. I grew up, amen, exceptionally different. But you know what? In my heart, even as a child, I always felt I was special. I always felt that way, you know. My mama said, she said, you was always a weird little fella. Well, I took that weird to be special. I took that to be
killed
special. And I think that, you know what? I turned out to be pretty good to the glory of God.
Amen.
To the glory
and
of God.
He told each when they act what's wrong with them, he said that Jesus made me in his own image and likeness.
That sounds like a little preacher you got over there. You better go ahead on and you better go ahead on and tell that child that God's got his hand wrapped all around him.
Right. Yeah, that's right, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. Well, listen, let me go ahead on, and we love you. Please don't be a stranger. Call back, okay?
I sure will, and God bless you guys. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lady Townsend, what you got to share while the people are not deciding to call or not? While y'all deciding to call, 318-484-2500. Come on, Lady Townsend.
Bishop, I didn't hear the whole thing to pray for, but I did hear about, you know, we're supposed to pray over our children. Because 40 years ago, I remember when I first got saved, amen, and how I had my firstborn. And this lady that was saved prayed over his hand and touched his hand and said, Lord, whatever he does in life, let it be fruitful, let it multiply, that he will have would not lack anything.
Yes.
And I'm a living witness that those prayers work.
Yes.
Amen. Because 40 years ago, praise God, that same son has just went through life just of being a blessed child.
Yes, he
amen
has.
And an almost child.
Yes.
A child that gives. And, you know, and I just say, it's very important that we pray over our children. It's very important that we pray over our grands. It's very important that we speak life over them. Praise the Lord.
I agree with you. He's always been a blessed, sweet child. Never said a word back to mama or daddy. Never. Even when
that's
being
right
rebuked, he never. He just sat there and he just kept his mouth shut. unlike today's generation, they cussing their parents out and doing all of those things and beating them up. But this child was just a special child. So we thank and praise God. Hey, listen, Facebook, I'm about to my battery about to die. I didn't charge my phone up. So if I suddenly cut off, I'm trying to give y'all a chance to call in out there before my phone cuts off, y'all. Because the number's showing out there, 318-484-2500. Hey, listen, Sinlaw, you can call in, 318-484-2500. I've got about 8 or 9 minutes. But, again, listen, it's important that you read your Bible till you call. I'm going to talk about this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important that people start to understand what. Okay, somebody changed their mind. All right. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Sister Gwen calling from Michigan.
God bless you, Sister Gwen. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Great. I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. Come on, talk to us.
Yes, I'm enjoying the word each and every Saturday. I just hope y'all can come on every day.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well.
A lot of things y'all be speaking and teaching.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know.
I want to share, I just had cataract surgery on my eye.
Okay.
And I was looking at it two ways. When I was laying there, when I came out of the anesthesia, I was saying to myself, Lord, I was thinking of people with, you should say, maybe spiritual cataracts.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we are blinded by the word.
Yes.
Of the word.
Yes.
And I was saying, Lord, remove the, you know, spiritual cataracts from my eyes, if it be so, because I want to see. I want to see spirit. I want to see truth.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I had that mindset, because a lot of people have that.
Yes, yes.
It could be a spiritual blindness to the word.
Yes, yes. And one thing about it, Sister Calloway, you know what? We have not because we ask not. And when we ask him is, God wants to open our eyes. He wants us to flourish in everything.
Because I grew up on so many lies about the church, about the truth of the word.
Mm.
And now that I'm coming into the knowledge and I'm really seeing,
yes.
It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. We don't feel bad. Welcome to the club. We were all misled. We were all institutionalized, as they say in the penitentiary where I used to work at. Many of the guards become institutionalized. The mind frame of the prisoners overtake them. And so what happens is even when we come to the Lord and we come to church, we find ourselves conforming more to a denominational structurization than the spirit of the living God.
Yes.
And what we're doing is we're unlearning. We're unlearning.
All the time.
Ma'am?
I pray for y'all all the time. I keep y'all lifted up.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you. And listen, we thank you that everything you do for the ministry, we thank God for you. Let it be known. We thank God for you that you have that mind frame to want to see the ministry flourish and to grow further. We thank God. We just tell people all the time, when you have that trust in the Lord, God will touch the hearts of people. That would be a blessing in your life. And and listen, I'm going to say it. You've been a blessing. Thank you.
Amen.
You have been a blessing.
Yeah.
You have been a blessing. I ain't ashamed to say it. That's why I tell people all the time, Sister Calloway, I don't get up and talk about tithes and offerings. I don't get up there and talk about the people ain't doing and this, that, and the other. When it's all said and done, this is Jesus' ministry. It ain't ours.
That's right, baby. And, you know, spirit-filled believers would do it out of love and not grudgingly.
That's right.
You'll do it because you want to do it.
That's right, my sister. That's right. And that's what I emphasize telling people. You ain't got to beat folks up and try to threaten them and make them feel like they cursed with a curse and this, that, and the other. Show people love. And when people feel love, love is reciprocated. I tell people all the time, jokingly, I didn't beat my wife and tell her to give me babies. When I loved her, the babies came.
Yes, they did. That's a lot of them.
You said a lot of them, huh? I didn't have a lot of them.
He said it'd be multiple.
I done my fair share. We did our fair share.
I hear you.
We did our fair share to the glory of God. And so we just sat back and let the young folks have it now.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you. Is there anything you wanted prayer for? Did you want to pray for anything? Did you want to pray for us or anything before you go?
Yes, could you pray for my two sons? I'm believing God. God going to save them because they know the truth.
Yes.
My one son know more than me. I can say he's really there.
Yes.
But they need prayer.
Yes.
Well, believe in God for their souls.
We're going to touch now.
It's like the more you believe in, the more they just want to do stuff. But the devil was a liar.
Father,
those belong to God.
In the name of Jesus, we come before you right now on behalf of these two men servants that you have chosen for your glory and for your honor.
Yes.
Lord, whatever lies that the enemy has perpetrated in their mind, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We take spiritual Holy Ghost authority over every lie, over every plot and plan that the enemy has. And Father, we strip the enemy of his assignment over their lives. Lord, that the Holy Spirit may day by day, minute by minute, penetrate their mind, penetrate their spirit, so that they may cry out, what must I do to be saved? And Father, we thank you for the seeds of righteousness that have been planted in their life through their mother as well as other people that are lifting them up in prayer. And we thank you in advance, rejoicing in the day that they will come to their mother saying, Mama, I've given my life to Jesus, and I'm thanking God that I'm serving God with a pure mind, with a pure conscience, and a pure heart. Not for one of them, but for both of them. And we thank you for it, that it is done in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm going to call y'all one day with that testimony.
Yes, ma'am. We're looking for it. We're looking for it, too. We'll be standing by. And look.
Manifestation of it.
And listen, it won't be unexpected, because I don't believe in unexpected blessings. I'm expecting it.
Okay, we should have had church. Let me let
you know. All right. God bless you, sister. All right, Lady Townsend, I got about five more minutes left, Lady Townsend. You anything? But
about three, Bishop. I don't know your clock, my brother.
Well, I'm going by the station clock.
Oh, okay.
I'm going by the station clock. I ain't going by your clock. All right, I got let's see here. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. I got about 2 minutes, I guess.
Remember, daylight savings time. Put your clocks back 1 hour, or else you'll be ahead of time at church.
Don't tell them that. We want them to be there ahead of time at church. They always be late when they go back. They need to be early. All right, then, y'all. Hey, listen, I got about 2 minutes now. 318-484-2500 is the number to call, y'all. But listen, get into the book of Revelation. Start to understand that. Because what happens is people, and you know it, Satan's job is to get you to ignorantly comprehend the word. But the Bible says that the word of God is spiritually discerned. Reading is not enough. You got to surrender your spirit to the Holy Ghost to get the understanding. And this is what the Bible says in the book of Revelations. Even when it comes to the beast system that is slowly being incorporated right now, even right now, brothers and sisters, there is an agenda being put in place so that they can get rid of cash money. When the Bible says that the beast will incorporate, where it says he will have small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, everywhere to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead. You need to pray and say, now, Lord, help me to understand what that mark is in my right hand or my forehead. Unfortunately, a lot of poor, ignorant people who didn't read their Bibles thought that when the vaccinations came, they said, oh, that's the mark of the beast right there. That's it. No, that's not it. Here's what you need to understand. When the Bible says that no man could buy or sell except, watch this, because there's three components that you need to ask the Holy Spirit to open up your understanding to. He said no man could buy or sell except he had the mark. So while you're focusing on just the mark, there's a little bit more to the equation than that. He said no man could buy or sell save he had the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of the name. So there's three components to this world of this beast system that you got to make sure that you're not affiliated with in any fashion, form, or manner. So you got three components. So while you're saying, I ain't taking no mark, I don't care what nobody say, I ain't taking the mark. But if you unknowingly pledge to the beast system by accepting whatever name in the name of democracy, republic, or whatever it is, you're still being attached to the beast. That's what you need to pray for. That's what you need to ask God to open your eyes for. That's what you need to say, Pastor, can we go into this teaching so that we can get more clarity and understanding? Lady Townsend, 30 seconds. Come on, close us out.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for even pricking the hearts of the people,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord God. Amen. We thank you today as we know that we can look to you. Lord, help your people to have a desire to please you on every occasion. In the name of Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless everybody. Listen, 1400 College Drive tomorrow in Pineville, Louisiana, 12 o'clock noon.
All denominations are welcome. All seats are absolutely free. You do not have to get dressed up. Just bring a repentant heart and be prepared to stand in the presence of the Almighty Lord. Amen. I say you don't have to get dressed up. I mean that. You ain't got to have no napkin on your head. I mean that. You ain't got to have a dress on. I don't care if you got your pants on. I don't care what you got on. You got your lipstick, your makeup. Listen, whatever you got on, you can still come. Praise be to God. Love you in Jesus' name. We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you. And